It's time to raise the roof as today the Tampa Bay Rays take on the New York Yankees in the 2020 American League Division Series. Hello, welcome back. We are all here. The gang is all here, all three of us. Evan's back this time. I know he was a little bit busy before, and he does have a Chargers flag behind him, so I'm sorry about what happened today. But Justin Herbert's looking really good.
Another top.
Tom Brady's looking really good.
That's awesome.
Being a Chargers fan is one of the hardest things in the world to be, because literally it's close game every game and we always lose. So
that is true. And they also supported the Dodgers on Twitter. So that's not a good look considering that they were in San Diego. But you know,
well, at least they can't see the Chargers flag with that, and that's all that matters.
That's true. So yeah, we're all back. Good day today in sports, obviously, with all that's going on. Shout out to the Miami Heat for hopefully making the NBA Finals a series, because I just want to see Duncan Robinson do good stuff because it's fun. But yeah, so this, I know we just put out a pod kind of talking in depth about what happened in the Blue Jays series. Evan was not there for it, so Evan's going to give his takes about the series in just a second. And after that, then we're just going to kind of go in depth and talk about the entire Yankee series in general. Obviously, it's going to be out in San Diego. For those that want to know, we do have the broadcasting trio, I guess if you want to call it a broadcasting duo. It's a trio, of who is going to be on the call for this series on TBS. That, for those that don't know, game one will be starting tonight at 8 p.m. on TBS. The announcers for the game are Brian Anderson, who is obviously the Rays, Brian Anderson, play-by-play. And then our two analysts are Ron Darling I believe he does SMY stuff. And if not, he does WFAN stuff for the Mets. He used to pitch for the Mets back in the day. And then Lauren Shahadi, who is, for those that don't know, she's on MLB Network. She does MLB Central and I believe the rundown in the morning. So she's very good. So it should be a very interesting trio. We are not getting Don Orsillo, unfortunately, who, for those that don't know, he is I believe he's the play-by-play guy for the Padres. And unfortunately, we're not getting Rich Walton, Jimmy, and J-Roll back. So that's going to suck. But we are getting our guy, B.A., back on the broadcast. So hopefully he'll just be yelling at the Rays to just like fight everyone in existence, because that's what he did in the Yankees series a couple of weeks ago, as we all know famously. But Evan, what were your thoughts about the Blue Jays series before we get into anything else?
Well, I believe my two keys to that series before in the podcast before the series started were keep them in the yard and make their pitchers go, like just make them throw pitches. And we did both those things. Not so much game one. Game one was kind of more of a lackluster pitcher's duel. I mean, Snell, no hitter through five. One of his best starts, I think, since his Cy Young award winning year 2 years ago. Like, I think that was, I mean, you couldn't have gotten better than that, I don't think. Had 9 strikeouts, tied the Rays postseason record. I mean, he looked really, really good. If he can do that tomorrow, if we can do that again, those two pitchers' performances, it might be a short series against the Yankees. However, the Yankees have a much better offense than the Blue Jays. But, it was cool to see kind of the unsung heroes, or not unsung hero, just like kind of quieter people on the team do a lot of work in that series. I mean, Margot had one home run the whole year, then he hits that huge home run in the bottom of the seventh to go ahead 3-0. And then you get Zunino hitting a home run in game two, and then Renfro, who hit a grand slam in game two. And I mean, all three of those hitters, or two out of those three hitters, are hitting sub 200. And so that's just kind of cool to see, especially that Padres trade kind of seemed to work out in that series. Finally, those two Padres trades, I guess. But we looked really good. Pitching won us that series, I think. Obviously the grand slam helped a lot, and obviously 8 runs helps a lot, but Snell and Glass now looked almost unhittable. Glass now looked unhittable against 8 out of the 9 hitters other than Jansen, who had 2 home runs against him. I've got nothing else to say. We took care of business, and that's all that really matters. And now we got a harder test. But, I mean, good, great season to the Blue Jays. They're going to be they were a scary team this year. And, they're going to be – if they get another get another arm, stack up that bullpen, they're going to be a really dangerous team in the near future.
Yeah, I agree. So with that being said, we do have a series to preview that will be starting tonight and will be probably the most entertaining series of this playoffs, if not maybe like another series or two. But all eyes will be on the Rays and Yankees, obviously, for things that happened this year, if you want to call it a rivalry between the two teams, or at least the matchup between the two teams. It has intensified in recent months and in recent years, especially what happened with Mike Brousseau, almost getting nailed in the head with 101 by Aroldis Chapman, and then Rays manager Kevin Cash coming back and saying we have a stable full of 98 that'll throw at anyone, which I don't necessarily know if that's the best idea to say, like, we're going to try to like kill you with a 98 mile an hour fastball. But I'm glad that he put at least some sort of, you know, fire under the butts of the team.
He wasn't saying that. He was just making sure they were treading lightly.
Yes.
Hey, there's those hats now, the 98ers.
That is true. So, that's pretty dope. And it's twofold, because not only for the fact that they can throw 98, but also 98 is the first season of the Rays franchise, so it works twofold.
But I would 100% like say that. It's definitely a rivalry. Definitely a rivalry.
It's definitely become that this year. I feel like this is kind of like the culmination of it. I know, like, for this sake, I'm not going to necessarily say it's a rivalry, because I know that the Yankees still have the upper hand in terms of the majority of it. But it's definitely like the Rays and the Yankees have become the two most competitive teams in the AL East in recent years. So it definitely fits the billing of what would consider a rivalry. I'm sure Yankees fans are like, no, the Red Sox were a rivalry. And I'm like, yeah, no dip. Like, literally everyone knows that that's a rivalry. But like,
well, yeah, especially, our rivalry has intensified because of the Red Sox struggles this year and last year.
Exactly.
You always have to have a bit of a rivalry in every division. I mean, obviously, New York and Boston has a rivalry in almost every sport. I mean, just the cities each other hate each other. Like, I mean, but yeah, it's just our recent success. I mean, not even through the last couple of years, through the last decade, honestly. People underestimate how good we've been for the last decade. And I think that just intensifies it. And it's fun to be a part of. Like, it's fun to, I feel like I'm a part of the team right now. Like, I'm nervous all hell, and I feel like I'm a player. But
yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, so, you know, to put it lightly, it's not a rivalry just yet, but to put it seriously, it's pretty much a rivalry right now, at least. And before we start, I do want to say, for those that haven't seen, there was a tweet that went out and it said that the Rays and Yankees are going to be staying in the same hotel come this series. And then I made a post on the Rays subreddit where it was like, okay, guys, we're going to meet on the third floor outside room 305, be there, be square. And it's just going to be like, I can just imagine all of like the childish pranks that are going to like that, you know, like in my mind that could happen, you know, like like people throwing water balloons, like prank calls at like 12:30 at night. And just, God, it would be so much fun if that happened.
Laughing with each other. They should be pulling pranks on each other. Like, obviously no pranks to injure anybody or anything, like, but like just fun pranks like you just said. Like, it's like being a kid, kind of like being,
it would be so much. I doubt it would happen, but it's you know the thought's there and it could happen.
Good to think about.
Yeah, it is good. So I guess with that being said, we will kind of talk about it. Let's start off with the pitching side of it. So we're going to start off with you, Evan, since you're back for this one. How are you feeling about the pitching on both teams? I know that the Rays have released their game 1, 2, and 3 starters. The Yankees have only released their game 1 starter as of right now. Starting out with starting pitching, who has the upper hand, do you think, in this series?
Overall, definitely the Rays. No, I mean, no doubt about it. Tanaka has been unreal in the postseason. He has been, I mean, I think he's like number one in all active pitchers in ERAs wise. In the playoffs. And I mean, he's been really, really good in the playoffs, but he hasn't been that good this year. However, he does always hurt the Rays for some reason. I'm not sure about this year, but in the past, in the last couple of years, he has been dominant against the Rays. So you never know against Tanaka, but I mean, especially the way we looked last week. I mean, Snell, literally unhittable through 5, I think. Glasnow, also pretty much unhittable, except for 2 home runs. Then he gave up a couple of, I think he gave a couple of extra base hits. And then Morton, who hasn't been that good this year, but I mean, it's kind of like Tanaka. He knows how to play in the postseason. And I mean, obviously Gerrit Cole has been unreal in the last year and a half. However, he hasn't been that good. He's been good recently, but there was a stretch before that where the Rays got to him. We got him like 4 runs, I think. But yeah, I mean, I think the Rays have overall the better pitching, bullpen included, but that's kind of the best thing about these teams. It's like really good pitching versus really good offense. And it's kind of a strength on strength thing. Who's going to come out on top? What's going to win, defense or offense? And man, I hope our defense wins.
Gibby, how are you feeling about the pitching staffs of both teams? I guess since Evan brought it up, or I mean, we can go back to you in a sec, but with starting pitching, what team has the upper hand to you?
I think definitely us. You know, one, two, and three is Snell, Glasnow, and Charlie Morton, right? Those are the three, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a crazy lineup in the first place. And, I mean, they've got really scary guys in Tanaka and Garrett Cole, but I think we just nudge them out in pitching just enough to give us an advantage in pitching. So I do think we have the better bullpen and overall pitching.
I have a quick question. You think did the first season where we played the Yankees at the Trop, were they all healthy?
That first series, I believe so.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I was going to say we've only gotten to play teams that are in our division still. And so, I mean, it'll benefit us, but it'll also kind of be detrimental to us because the team that we're playing already knows us so well. And this team has a much better offense and pitching than the last team we faced. So it'll be interesting to see, definitely.
Yeah. And on your question, Evan, I do believe that the Yankees had close to it. I think within like the first one or two series, they were almost. I know at least for that first series, they were definitely healthy.
I thought so too. Because I remember Judge and Stanton hit bombs in that series. I just don't remember if LeMahieu was there. I think he was, but I.
He might have been, and he might. I don't know for sure, but obviously, I mean, we'll get to talking about LeMahieu in a second. In terms for me, in terms of starting pitching, I'm going to give it to the Rays. I think that the Yankees are better top heavy. So, like, I think that Cole's better than Snell, and I think that postseason Tanaka is better than even you know Glasnow at his best. I still think postseason Tanaka is better. But when you look at the Rays as a whole with their starting pitching, because you have to also take in the guys that have also been starting pitchers at some point this season. And I really hope that they bring in Josh Fleming into that ALDS roster because they didn't use him or Ryan Sheriff in the series against the Blue Jays. But if, you know, including Fleming into the mix, the Rays have Ryan Yarbrough and Josh Fleming as other guys that they could use, which is just mind-boggling because – Yarbrough is like could easily be a one or a two on a bad team and could probably be like he's a very well round like he could probably be like a two or three on like a good to decent team and like he's like our four or five. And then like Fleming came out of nowhere and had like a sub 2.8 ERA, went 5-0, just, you know, why not? Which is just blows my mind. So I'm hoping that, you know, like with the Rays in that sort of instance, if one of those guys come in, maybe they'll just use Yarbrough and they'll just be like, oh, wait. Oh, yeah. We just lost our starter. Oh, here's another starter who's just like throws absolute junk and you're not going to hit him.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they come out of the bullpen, especially Fleming. Because, I mean, I don't remember. I think Yarbrough played in the playoffs last year, but Fleming has no postseason experience. And this applies to Yarbrough, too, that the Yankees, most of their hitters are right-handed hitters. Mm-hmm. And that lefty on, I mean, Cash is always, I mean, every manager is a big fan of the matchups, but I feel like Cash is especially a big fan of that matchup and like lefty on lefty.
Yeah.
And lefty versus righty, especially with Hicks being a switch hitter too.
Yeah.
I mean, the only like true lefty who can like do damage in that lineup, especially against us, is Gardner, even though he hasn't been that, I mean, he always plays well against us though, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, he's always good against us. So that might be a little, like, I'm a little nervous about Fleming. But that, I mean, last year was huge in that aspect, in that all of our pitchers got started, they got experience in playoffs, which they had done. And but yeah, I agree with what you guys both said.
Yeah. So then I know that you guys mentioned the bullpen to an extent, but then we'll just talk about that. What team do you think has the edge with the bullpen? You guys can go quickly or not quickly. Or
oh, definitely Rays. Like you said, our four and our five are who are basically part of our bullpen are like. are starters for other teams, you know. So I think, you know, with having Fairbanks and like just a bunch of other pitchers in our lineup, Castillo, Aaron Loop, just like so many, Ryan Sheriff, so many like just guys who have good stuff and could give you like a really good inning. Mm-hmm. So I think we definitely take take the cake in the bullpen race, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Yeah, I mean, starter goes six. Hopefully, you get Castillo out there for the seventh, or Thompson, kind of interchangeably between the seventh and eighth for them too, and then Anderson out for the ninth, and that's almost as good as you can get, I think.
Yeah.
Castillo looked really good in the series against the Blue Jays. He looked really, really – I mean, I know it was a year ago, but I remember it clearly that he looked really, really good in that wild card game against the A's. And, I mean, you can't get much more high leverage than that. So that gives me confidence in him. I mean, he gave us two good innings in that game in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, get that starter through at least five, maybe six. And I trust – and with the lead, I trust us.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you guys. I know the Yankees have Britton, and I know that they have Chapman, and like you can't understate Aroldis Chapman because he throws absolute cheese and he has a wipeout slider. But the Rays bullpen, top to bottom, is better. I mean, the Yankees losing Dellin Betances, it has really hurt them,
yeah,
in ways that I don't think a lot of people think. And I know that their bullpen's still really good as a whole, but losing someone the caliber that Betances was as a reliever that they could go to as a reliable guy in the seventh, eighth inning, that's a huge blow to them. And I know Britton has filled that void, but you know, it's, you don't have top to bottom. You don't have like really, really good guys. In my opinion, at least I really feel like the, you know, the caliber of arm really drops down after those, after the first two that I just said, Chapman and Britton. And it just kind of goes down from there, and it'll kind of be a chess match to see what Boone does in terms of piecing things together if one of his starters doesn't end up finishing something. But I think that the Rays have a much deeper bullpen, and they have a lot of guys that are crafty and a lot of guys that can throw absolute heat. So I would give it to the Rays.
And they can come in whenever Cash wants them to. They're not
exactly
they're not exclusive towards one inning. And I think it kind of
versatility is huge.
It kind of stinks for them, first of all, because they can't get, like, in a rhythm. But it also is very beneficial to the team because they can use whoever they want whenever they want. And versatility is big, like, kind of just benefit to the team. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to combine offense and defense together. Or you guys can give separate answers to them. But what team do you think has the better offense? And you know, why, and what team do you think has the better defense in this? So Evan, you'll start for this part.
I mean, you can't really get much better than the Yankees offense. I mean, LeMahieu, Hicks, I think he bats second. I mean, LeMahieu as a leadoff hitter. I mean, I think he won the batting title, which I mean, so frustrating to play against because he hits everything, but I respect the hell out of him. I respect the hell out of everybody on that lineup. Judge, one hell of a hitter, obviously. Stanton is just too big to play baseball. He's too big. If I was a pitcher and I pitched against Stanton and Judge, I would walk off the field. I'd be too scared to do that. But definitely the Yankees. I mean, that's what the Rays have always been, though. The Rays have always been good pitching, good defense, mediocre offense. And the Yankees definitely have a better offense than we do. But that's not to say our offense can't pop off at any given time. Like we can pull some runs. And then our defense, that's a tough question. I think the Rays do, but the Yankees are a very mature team. Mm-hmm. They know how to play defense. They don't make too many mistakes. Gio Urshela is one of the best third basemen in all of baseball. I think he's a very underrated fielder. He makes some plays that not many third basemen do, but on our side we got Willie, who in that Blue Jay series made play after play for us, saved us maybe the game in game one.
Oh, he won us the game in game one easily.
I mean, the Blue Jays felt really bad for him. It had to be very frustrating for him because they had a lot of hard hit balls, but they were not right to Willie, but Willie had the chance to make a play. And usually when Willie has a chance, he gets it done. But I would give a slight edge to the Rays in that aspect, because we obviously have Kevin in center field. Zunino's a really good fielder. Like, sorry, Gary, but Gary has great arm, but he's not a great catcher defending the ball. And
he can't frame. He's been working on his framing, but his framing is still very poor.
Exactly. And LeMahieu's a good second baseman. Yeah, I would say the Rays by a smidge, but yeah.
Mm. Gibby, how are you feeling about this?
Well, they definitely take the cake in offense, but, you know, that's not going to matter going to the series. You know, it's just going to be whoever, like all the stuff in the regular season doesn't matter anymore. It's just whoever shows up to the ballpark, a better team that day, I think. So, obviously, they take the cake in offense, offensive ability. In terms of defense, they got some really good fielders, and I would say – We only slightly take the cake in our defense, just because I think pitching would be included in defense as well. So I think we just kind of like just barely clear them in terms of better defense. But, you know, that could change in this series. So it's going to be one of the most exciting, if not the most exciting series in this playoff bracket.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you guys on that. I mean, obviously, the Yankees have a very, very good offense. For those that don't know, the Yankees are really, really good. And they can hit the ball basically anywhere that they want to. And it's, you know, that doesn't like they can do anything. They have they can hit for average. They can hit for power. They can do basically anything that you want. I will say the one underlying factor that the Yankees don't have, which is they don't have Brandon Lau, and we do have Brandon Lau. So by that, I'm still not giving it to the Yankees, but not having Brandon Lau is a big, big, just
– Big no-no.
Yeah, it's a big no-no. But wait, doesn't LeMahieu play second base, or does he play shortstop?
He plays second.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sure Yankees fans are going to disagree with me on that one.
I think, yeah, Torres plays short.
They just wait.
Scheller. Yeah, I just looked it up. Lau had like a 125 average against the Yankees this year, and I'm like, God dang it, man. I thought he was so much better because he hit two bombs. And I'm like, well, maybe he'll show – he didn't – you know, he kind of showed up in the Blue Jays series, and he's been better of form recently. So that's my hope is that he does things in the in this series. I don't know what he's going to do, but I hope he does something.
Hey, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, so.
I hope he turns into that. I hope he doesn't fall flat. I do have confidence in him, but, yeah. So
I need a Brandon Lau postseason bat flip. That's what I need.
Will he give us a bit? That's a really interesting – Brandon Lau postseason bat flip, yes or no? Before I go into my thing, if he hits a home run, bat flip, yes or no?
No, he's too
– Yes.
Not
yes, 100 times yes.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt and saying that he's gonna be really hype in that moment, depending on when it is. And that
it's the Yankees.
Like, no, it depends on the moment. But it does depend on the moment. Like if it's like a first inning home run, there's no point in bat flipping.
Yeah,
but if
it's gotta be like eighth inning.
Yeah, like, so like, takeover. In like a high leverage situation, I'm gonna say there's a chance.
Let's just hope he does it. Let's just hope he hits that home run.
A nice thing to think. So, yeah, and then obviously going with defense. Because of what I saw Willie do in that series against the Blue Jays, because I knew that he was a good fielder, but, like, he was stupid in that series. Like, he won the Rays game one because he just made some insane plays. And I was like, oh, okay, go off. Okay, I see you. You know, along with Kiermaier and along with the other guys that they have, you know, as a whole within that team, I know that the Yankees have some good fielders, but I'm going to give the Rays the edge again, like you guys said, slight edge, maybe a little bit more than slight. Like I'm confident in the Rays when it comes to their defense, and I've been pretty confident, except for, you know, what happened at the beginning of the year, which is, you know, what happened, but hopefully things have, you know, the ship has been righted and things will, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But then, you know, before talking a little bit more about what's going on with the entire postseason, we don't have to give predictions, but what are your guys' keys to this series? Because I know obviously Evan talked about his keys to the Blue Jays series and then meeting it at the beginning of the pod, but Let's start with Gibby first because we started with you. Gibby, what do you think that your keys for both teams are in this series?
Yankees need to be hitting a lot as they do best. If they want any chance of winning, we have to be hitting a lot and we have to have shut down pitching. So our bats need to be flaming hot. The Yankees just need, if they want to win, they just need to control the games and have good starts from Tanaka and Gerrit Cole. And for us, we just need a really good pitching, almost shutdown pitching, kind of like what Blake Snell did in the first six innings of the first game. We need more performances like that, especially against the Yankees, which you're probably not going to get them hitless for a while. But yeah, it's definitely key. You know, we got to play good defensive ball as well. And just score runs, capitalize when we got people on base. We can't leave a bunch of people on base like we do sometimes. Yeah, that's about it.
Evan, what are your keys to the series?
I think they're the exact same as the Blue Jays series. Keep them in the ballpark. Good things happen when you keep the Yankees in the ballpark because they have so many home run hitters. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, they don't just hit home runs. LeMahieu has some power, but he also hits a ton of hits. Like, he also has a ton of oppo hits. And, just keep him in the ballpark. Get him to chase out of the zone, kind of, like, make him chase. And then same thing as the Blue Jays. Like, our starters got to go at least five, at least six, maybe. Don't walk as – I mean, Glasnow and Snell throw a lot of balls is one of their only kind of, I guess, issues. But, yeah, just – If you're gonna give up a hit, hopefully it happens early. Keep that pitch count low, and yeah, just get and make the other make Cole throw a lot of pitches tomorrow. Get him out of the game, and especially with no days in between any games, if you get a pitcher out before like the fifth inning, that's huge for the next game. Not only if you win that game one, but it taxes their bullpen. So just get to the other team's pitching, but also limit our own pitching. So
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with you guys on those. You know, Gerrit Cole, there is such a thing as getting cold. And the Rays got cold twice last postseason. And, you know, it is the ALDS again. We are facing him in the ALDS. And I'm not saying – I feel like I'm going to try to get rid of any jinxes in terms of that because, you know, Gerrit Cole of last year is not the same Gerrit Cole as he is this year, but he's still – I mean, Gerrit Cole this year is still amazing and incredible. But they need to get on top of their pitching. The Yankees are coming into this thing with confidence. The Yankees are coming into this with confidence after beating the Indians. And honestly, I think that the Yankees have a little bit of arrogance because the Yankees are saying that they're the underdogs in this series. They're not the underdogs in this series. Yep. The Yankees have hundreds of millions of fans, or at least tens of millions of fans, that have been waiting for a World Series title, that coveted 28th title, because they talk those 27 titles to death, but they've been waiting for that coveted 28th title for 11 years now. And the weight of that is bearing down on the entire Yankees organization because they need to win. Like the Yankees not winning, the Yankees didn't win a World Series for the first time in like an entire decade, it's been like so long since that last happened. I don't even know if it's ever happened before, but it happened in the 2010s. The Yankees fandom is like on some other level of just like, we need to win now, because if we don't win now, that means we don't get another World Series. The Yankees are the best team in baseball. So like, we need to show that we're the best team in baseball.
And to go off your point, we are underdogs. The Rays are, I think in Vegas they're plus 120 to win the series.
The Rays are the underdog. The Rays have been the underdogs. They're always going to be the underdogs.
When the last time the one seed was underdogs in the first round, when being the second best team in baseball record wise?
I'm not going to say anything about that, but there is one moment that I do know, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm glad that we're underdogs. Put a chip on our shoulder. Kind of disrespect us like that.
That's fine. Yo, honestly, I don't care. The pressure's not on the Rays. The Rays don't have to impress anyone. Like, Like, I know that we won a championship, but, like, people in Tampa, sports fans in Tampa are fine because the Lightning just won a Stanley Cup. Like if the Rays don't win anything, which I want the Rays to win, but, like, if they don't win anything, they're not going to care. I mean, they are going to care, but it's not going to be as, you know, as devastating as it is if, like, if the Lightning didn't win, then it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be the same thing.
But I think that's why the Rays are kind of so good year in and year out is because
– they have no expectations.
And we always have no expectations or low expectations. And two, everybody forgets about us. You're like, oh, the Rays, they're probably bad because they have no fans.
That's fine. I'm fine with that. I love just kind of sneaking up on people. Like, it's fun. It's hilarious because people are like, oh, the Rays are here. Oh crap, the Rays are here. And like, I know that I don't care about the season series. That doesn't matter anymore. The season series was the season series. I don't care if we won. The thing that matters is this playoff series. And I am going to be nervous, but I am going to be so just enthralled by what I'm watching on TV because these two teams hate the crap out of each other.
It's one of those series where, like, as much as we're invested in it because we are in love with one of the teams in the series – it's just one of those series to be a part of, like, fun to be a part of. Like, it's fun.
It's going to be so entertaining.
And, like, as a baseball, like, as a Red Sox fan or any other team that's not the Yankees or Rays, like, being a fan of those teams, I mean, it's just fun to watch this in general, let alone being a fan of these teams. And
that is true. That is true. It's gonna be a fun one. I will say, fun fact. So basically, I mean, my keys are the same thing as you guys. I mean, you keep them out of the ballpark, good pitching, ruin their pitching, good defense, all that kind of stuff. But fun fact, the Yankees at Petco Park, to my knowledge, because I checked recently or last night, are 1-2 at Petco Park, and the Rays are 5-1 at Petco Park.
Because then we sweep the Padres last year.
Yeah, we swept them last year, or we took 2 out of 3 last year, and then we swept them in 2004.
Okay.
And that was the first year of Petco. So the Rays are officially 5-1 at Petco Park, and the Yankees, to my knowledge, are 1-2 because I think they lost the series in 2016. I think that's when it was. So, yeah, so just, you know, it doesn't matter, but, like, just a fact for anyone that was listening that the Rays are 5-1 and the Yankees are 1-2.
It's going to be very polarizing to see the Tampa Bay Rays and the New York Yankees battling out in San Diego.
San Diego, baby. Go Chargers.
It'll be fun.
San Diego has one professional sports team now, and they are going to absolutely love the crap out of the Padres until what happens in that series, which leads me into talking quickly. We're just going to give one-word answers for this, but there are 3 other series that are going on. If you guys want to give a little bit more than one-word answer, that's fine. But there are 3 other series going on in the MLB playoffs right now. The ALDS versus the Astros and the Athletics, and then the 2 NLDS matchups. It's the – I'm going to get this right. The Dodgers and the Padres, Braves. And then the Marlins and the Braves. So literally every matchup is an interdivisional matchup, which is really cool.
Can I say something?
That's crazy.
Real quick.
Yeah.
It was really interesting to see the divisions, like the division splits in that the NL West went 2-0. The NL Central went 0-4, which is unreal, in my opinion.
Wait,
the Brewers, the Cubs, the Reds, and
the Cardinals. Oh my God.
Yep.
They had lost 4 teams and they went 0-4, and then there's the Pirates.
And then the AL Central went
0-4. So the Pirates won. So the Pirates won the division because they're gonna get Kumar Rocker.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Shout out Pittsburgh for winning the real NL East or the real NL Central title this year.
And then, shout out for that trade too.
Oh yeah. And then the AL Central went 0-3. And then the AL East went 2-0. Like, I think, AL West went 2-0 too. It's really weird how it all worked out that way.
But AL East went 2-1, right?
Or 2-1, sorry. But that was like, because that was a given.
Someone had to lose.
But it's really weird to think about how I think the divisions kind of separated themselves in that way. Like, sure, AL Central had 3 really good teams, but maybe they weren't that good because they just played each other the whole season.
Like, yeah, exactly.
They lost all 3 games. They lost all 3 series. One was against the AL East. Then
it's so weird.
It is weird. It is weird.
That's weird.
And then, I mean, I think the NL West and the AL East kind of just separate themselves from everybody because
that's true. And the AL West.
And well, the AL East too. The AL East went.
Yeah, yeah, 2-1.
They went 2-1 too. So yeah.
A lot of good vibes. So cool thing about it. Yeah, so we'll talk. So we'll start in the AL. We'll start the other AL series in the AL West. The Astros and the Athletics. Who do you guys have in this series? How are you guys feeling?
I think the Astros win. I hate to say it, but I think they do. I think they win. The Astros have that postseason experience that I always talk about, no matter how much I hate them.
So they sleptwalked through the season, and then they just showed up for the playoffs?
I mean,
that's all they had to do, man.
That's so funny.
They shut down a really, really good Minnesota offense. And then the A's aren't playing in the Coliseum, which is which is a big advantage for them. But yeah, I could see. I hate to say it, but I think the Astros are going to win that series.
Evan or Gibby, who are you going with?
You know, Astros kind of. I mean, they beat the Twins, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, the Twins kind of beat themselves every year. I feel
that
like
that's true.
I mean, what is this, 18 playoff games in a row they've lost or playoff series?
It's I think the longest or second longest in pro sports history. It's the longest, man. Yo, poor Twins fans. Yo, poor one out.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's all they had to beat in the first round. So, I mean, I'm like – so it's either going to be – it's going to be a good storyline no matter what. It's going to be either – if the Rays move on, from the Yankees. Let's just put that hypothetically out there. They're either going to face the Astros, the team who beat them in the ALDS last
year. Or the Athletics, the team who beat them. Or
the Athletics, the team who they beat in the wild card last
season. Ooh, that's going to be really good.
So it's just going to be – like, I think, honestly, I'm going to give it to the Astros who have the advantage. I'm going to agree with Evan here.
I'm going to be the dissenting opinion because I want the A's to be good, and they have been – they have
Raising A's would be cool as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to the A's because I want to see the A's be successful, and I don't like the Astros. So going A's. NL, we can do this a little bit quicker. There are two matchups in the NL: the Dodgers and the Padres, and the Cubs. Not the Cubs. Sorry. The Cubs lost to the Marlins. The Marlins and the Braves. We'll start off with the Dodgers and Padres. How are you guys feeling about these two?
Dodgers.
Dodgers win.
It's gonna be close. It's going to be a lot closer than people think. I think the Padres are going to push them.
I think it goes to five, but yeah, Dodgers win.
Yeah, I'm picking Dodgers too. And then the unsung, the story of 2020, the Miami Marlins against the Atlanta Braves.
Marlins, baby. Marlins, baby, all day. I'm slapping Marlins.
Guys,
the World Series.
Marlins are 7-0 in postseason series.
When you have 6-0 on your team, I can't ever bet against you. Like I
can't.
I'm siding with history here because history says Marlins win the World Series. I'm saying Marlins are going to win the World Series this year until they don't. That's
the Marlins in the playoffs.
Yo,
the Marlins in the playoffs are God's team. No joke.
I'm saying I want the Rays to like do the thing, but like the Marlins are going to win the World Series until they don't. It's their World Series to lose.
If the Rays lost to the Marlins,
it would be really, really strange. Evan, you kind of just cut out a little bit, but I think I understood what you were trying to say, which was that like you wouldn't be that angry, but like it'd be a really, really weird World Series.
I would be definitely angry. I would probably cry, but I would be content with the Marlins winning the World Series. Definitely.
The fact that so many Florida teams are just making these finals runs, like, would just be crazy to me.
That would be like, I think Rob Manfred would try to do something to prevent the Rays and the Marlins from playing.
Florida teams have
because
have
it would be it would
five
no
losses.
One would watch it. Like as much as people are like, oh, the Marlins are like a feel good story. Like no one would watch that World Series. There would be like five people, and three of them are on this call. And then and then one of them is my friend who's a Marlins fan.
And then my older brother who's a Rays fan, and my younger brother who's a Marlins fan.
And then Derek Jeter.
Yeah, and then so maybe like seven people, but like God, seven. That would be hypotheticals are fun, but like, oh God, that would be the worst World Series for Rob Manfred. He would be like, he would go into that being like, okay, so like we're gonna try to like oh, we're gonna have fans back in the stands, and wait, it's the Rays and the Marlins. Literally, like, and, like, people are gonna start like just not showing up. There's gonna be like 11,500 people, and then
or like tickets give away sold. Tickets at the World Series.
It'd be so bad.
I think they're gonna pay you to come in. They're gonna be like,
they would pay you like $10,
dude, $200.
I don't like dogging on our teams, but I mean, it's you know,
it's true.
it's only good if it's true, and this is damn true. But I think with that said, we've talked about all we need to talk about. Now this episode went a little bit longer, but also we had a very important series to go over. And we are going to try to get episodes done after every game. Hopefully, we'll all be able to do it. They shouldn't be too long because it'll just be one game. So we'll try to keep it to around under 30 minutes. But, you know, there's a lot to talk about here. We wanted to make sure that we talked about other things that weren't just the Rays because I'm sure that you guys are interested in kind of what we think about what's going on with the rest of the MLB. And depending on what happens this series, we might have some further predictions. So who knows? But thanks, everyone, for listening. We are doing really, really well with listeners. So thank you to everyone who has listened so far. We have over 200 total listens, which doesn't sound like a lot, but I know for us it means a lot for everyone who's listened so far. So I'm going to keep trying to post these on Reddit and all of our social media accounts, all of our individual social media accounts. But for those that don't know, follow us on Twitter at RoofRays and listen to us. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. And, yeah, stay safe, stay healthy, wear a mask, and raise up.
Raise up, baby. Go Bulls.
Raise up, baby.